Florida's troubled economy is expected to get worse. Later this week, state forecasters are expected to announce that the current budget will fall short by as much as $2 billion. Florida's chief financial officer, Alex Sink, has said that the state should hold a special session to deal with the worsening crisis. But new House Speaker Ray Sansom says the state can avoid the cost of a special session by tapping state reserves and dedicating the first 2 weeks of the regular session to finding deeper spending cuts. But Florida Democratic State Senator Dave Ehrenberg says time is of the essence.
Yeah, I think we do need to go into a special session. Our state's in a fiscal crisis, and if we wait until March, things are going to get worse. We're going to depend more on one-time dollars such as trust funds, rainy day funds, and that may not even be enough. So if we're going to treat the people of Florida right, you've got to have a special session that develops a budget that's worthy of the people of Florida. You can't just continue to fund our basic necessities through borrowed dollars and one-time dollars and raiding of trust funds. That is a violation of the trust we have with the people of Florida.
Earlier this year, the state avoided major budget reductions to the medically needy and Medicaid programs by taking over $100 million from a trust fund, specifically the Lawton Childs Endowment Fund. That's money backed by a 1997 settlement with the tobacco industry. But the man who helped Florida get those dollars in the landmark lawsuit is critical of those raids. Tampa attorney Steve Yarrett spoke on WMNF's radioactivity program today with Rob Lori.
We're starting to lapse back into that same scenario where our young people are not yet sick, they're not yet dying. 30 years from now, we're going to be picking up the medical bills of all these people that are getting now addicted because we don't have the message out there. And that's what Lawton Childs did not want to happen. And here, 10 years later, we're raiding his endowment fund, which is set up for the elderly, for our youth, for education, for research, and we're raiding it because these people in Tallahassee can't manage financial affairs.
The Tallahassee Democrat newspaper reports that troubles on Wall Street have depleted the Childs Fund by more than $500 million since earlier this year. Meanwhile, a new Quinnipiac poll released this morning revealed somewhat contradictory information from the average Florida citizen. The poll found Florida voters to be surprisingly upbeat about their financial condition, with the majority saying their family finances are excellent or good. However, 59% say they're worse off than a year ago. The poll also says that by a 55 to 30% margin, voters say they want to cut services rather than raise taxes to balance the budget. But voters don't like the across-the-board approach. By a 73 to 21% margin, voters prefer those cuts on a case-by-case basis. Re-elected Democratic State Senator Dave Ehrenberg said the state has to find ways to raise revenues that avoid budget cuts.
I saw that poll. That poll changes depending on how it's worded. If you ask people, do you support a cut to public education, people overwhelmingly will say no. If you say, well, should we cut the budget to balance the budget, and people say, yes, sure. But when you mention specific programs, just like you suggested, there is no support for that. And really, there's no way to cut yourself out of this fiscal mess without touching education and public safety and things that people really care about.
Senator Ehrenberg has been fighting against a proposed 50-year lease on Alligator Alley to foreign investors who would pay the state about $500 million in exchange for collecting an escalating schedule of tolls on the 78-mile artery. Ehrenberg says the state definitely needs to look at more creative ways of raising revenues, but says this isn't one of them.
That's the dilemma we're facing, and you can cut some more, and at the same time, though, you've got to close some sales tax loopholes, and you don't sell our infrastructure. Don't start selling our bridges and our roads and our ports to foreign investors. That's a terrible idea. That's something I've been fighting against.